This is the Father's house. This is not the hog pen. There is peace in the house.
Amen.
Joy in the house.
Yes.
Healing in the house.
Yes.
Prosperity in the house.
Yes.
Salvation in the house.
Yes.
Everything you need is in the house.
Yes.
Everything you want's in the house.
Amen.
It's not in the house you don't need it.
All right.
It's not in the house you don't want it.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory,
Father,
glory,
we thank
glory,
you, Lord, this
glory.
Day for your goodness to us. We thank
yes,
you
Lord.
For this assembly here
thank
this morning.
You.
We pray, God, that you'll open our eyes that we might behold wondrous things
yes,
out of your word
yes.
this morning
yes.
in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Give us the spirit of wisdom and not of fear. Give us revelation, knowledge, and understanding of the
yes.
word of faith and authority of the believer
yes.
that we might operate the ministries that you've given us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I appreciate you reading that this morning, brother. Can you come tomorrow night and read that tomorrow?
Well, I'll try to be here tomorrow night.
All right. If you can come tomorrow night, I want you to read that. Read that tomorrow night to the class. That's really good.
Amen.
We're going to go somewhere with that.
Mm-hmm.
We can do things with that.
Can we get a copy of it?
Yeah.
I go back
and
go. Nigga, go make some
for us.
Okay.
You know, most folks.
Hey, Nick. You going to go up there to make them?
We're over here.
Oh, okay. Oh, is it open back here?
I got keys to it.
Of course you do.
You got keys to everything, brother.
I got keys to heaven, too.
There you go.
You got keys to the kingdom, amen.
You know, most folks don't carry around a supply of cyanide pills. You got to be in pretty dire straits. And apparently, Golda Meir was feeling pretty low at that point. So, you know, that's very important. That is very important to understand the situation that they faced in those days. That was very important to understand that. And it all makes the point exactly that I've been trying to make that I have started to try to make. It makes my point. It makes my point exactly. we're gonna be talking about some more of this, because this is really a big deal nowadays.
Yes.
This what do we do about Israel is a really big deal. It's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
And we need to understand, you know, where we're at on all of this.
Amen.
And this is, you know, so we need to know history. And that's a historical fact, and we need to understand history, because if you don't understand history, you know you're just going to repeat it. All right, praise the Lord. Let's move on to the book of Acts. Praise the Lord. we were in chapter 2, and let's see. Let's go down to verse 6. They had received the Holy Spirit. They spoke with tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. And verse 6 now says, "Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all of these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and dwellers in Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia and Egypt and parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, not with 120, but with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. Now it was 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel.
Uh-huh.
And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does it say anything in there about speaking in tongues? No. Joel didn't mention speaking in tongues. Isaiah mentioned speaking in tongues. Joel didn't mention speaking in tongues. As Peter just quoted here from Joel, Joel talked about people prophesying.
Yep.
So Peter said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. This is prophecy. All right, so these people were hearing prophecy. How do we know that? Because it was a language. It was an earthly language. What did Paul say? He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, because no man understands. No man means not any. Not any man, not any woman understands tongues, because it's not a language. It's not an earthly language. It's not a language that's ever been spoken by any human, by anybody on the face of the earth at any time. It's a heavenly language. It's a special language given by God for a special purpose. And it's not understood by anybody at any time except there be interpretation.
Yep.
Now, prophecy, of course, is understood because it is in a language. Now, you know, here I got into something last time, and this is, how many gifts of the Spirit are there?
Nine.
You can divide them into three sections. There are three power gifts, there are three revelation gifts, and there are three speaking gifts: tongues, interpretation, and prophecy. Three speaking gifts. Are there any hearing gifts? We don't know of any hearing gifts. So what we're dealing with here was not a hearing gift. We're talking about a speaking gift. These people were actually speaking tongues, and they were speaking a known language.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't just that people were hearing something. They weren't just hearing tongues and understanding tongues. They were hearing a known language.
Right.
Amen.
Because that's what prophecy is. It is a supernatural utterance in a known tongue. Unknown tongues is a supernatural language in an unknown tongue. All right. Now, and I said last time that these two speaking gifts can overlap, and they can operate on the same person at the same time. In other words, tongues and prophecy can operate on the same person at the same time. Now, let me give you an example of this. This is a letter that I got through the ICFM, dated July 2014, from Bob Yanyan, Pastor Bob. And he's talking about, he said, I returned recently from 11 days in New Zealand with pastors and leadership of ICFM from Australia and New Zealand. Their 2014 annual conference was tremendous. One evening, we took time for the gifts of the Spirit to be in operation by the trustees and ministers who were in attendance. Pastor Nigel Woodley, an ICFM trustee, gave a message in tongues. Say, message in tongues. And a minister in attendance gave the interpretation. Say, interpretation.
Interpretation.
All right. It was a good word, and no one took that much notice until a woman came up after the service and gave Pastor Nigel a testimony. She had brought a fellow worker with her that night who was not a Christian. After the meeting, the lady who brought her explained what tongues and interpretation were. When she was told that Pastor Nigel gave a message in another language, she said, no, he spoke in English. and told me the issues of my life I have been going through. His words hit my heart, and he spoke to me personally. Everyone was amazed because Pastor Nigel spoke in tongues and the lady heard in English.
Wow.
As it says in 1 Corinthians 14, the secrets of her heart were made manifest by the utterance of the gifts of the Spirit. That's, of course, what happens when you prophesy.
Yep.
Okay. What was happening? This is something, this is truly remarkable. There was a message in tongues, which everybody heard except that woman, the unsaved person who was there. Everybody heard tongues except her. Okay. Then there was an interpretation. But, so you had tongues, one person spoke in tongues, somebody else gave the interpretation. However, the person who gave tongues also prophesied. At the same time.
Yep.
Because the woman heard English. She didn't hear, it wasn't the interpretation, she heard English.
Yeah.
It was prophecy operating to her.
Yeah.
So you had tongues and prophecy operating at the same time on the same person. Nobody knows how many times this actually happens in our own services. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
Joanne and I had an experience here just not long ago. She was talking to me and she said, "Did you hear so-and-so, did you hear Sister so-and-so speaking in tongues today or Sunday?" And she was sitting in my row. Mm-hmm. And I said, "No, I never heard her speak in tongues. I heard her praising the Lord. And I heard her, you know, praying and praising the Lord, but I didn't hear her in tongues. It was English." And she said, "No, she was speaking in tongues." I said, "I never heard her speak in tongues. It was English." The only way that we could ever figure out how many times this actually happens in our services is to stop every person at the door on the service, after the service, on the way out.
Uh-huh.
And say, and ask them, "Did you hear anybody speak in tongues today?" And then if they did, then you need to find out if anybody else heard that person speak in tongues, and people who were sitting around that person speaking in tongues, and find out and ask everybody who you heard speaking in tongues today, if anybody. And to see if anybody else heard that person speaking in tongues.
Wow.
You know, this is really amazing.
Awesome.
This is amazing. And then after we had this discussion and I got this letter from Brother Yanyan, and you know, you look at the book of Acts, and apparently there were people who heard them speak in tongues and other people heard prophecy. Mm-hmm. Because some people said, "These people are drunken." Those were the ones who heard them speak in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, other people heard the gift of prophecy.
And their heart was pricked.
That's right, that's right. That's what happens when you prophesy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when prophecy comes forth. That doesn't happen when tongues come forth. But it happens when prophecy. So, I was standing right beside a guy in a prayer line one time. I've known this man since I was 23 years old. I've known him since I was 23. And he's pastored churches for years and years. And he's got a very, very, very heavy Alabama accent, okay? It's really a heavy Alabama accent. But I was in a prayer line with him one day, and he began to speak. And it sounded like prophecy. It sounded like prophecy. And it wasn't his voice because he had no accent. He was praising God, but he had no accent. I have never heard the man speak without an accent, but he was speaking English without an accent. And it was clearly not his voice. Now, You know, was it prophecy? Nobody else, you know, thought anything about it. I wouldn't be a bit surprised with what that phenomenon was happening, that he was speaking in tongues, but prophecy at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know how often this happens. It's hard to tell.
You know, Brother Horton, not just saying something on what you're saying, but I'm saying it really shouldn't surprise us that God could do amazing things with
spoken
tongue.
No, it shouldn't.
But it does. I'm just going to be honest. It does.
I know.
It amazed me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the Tower of Babel, there God did something with the language. And here in the book of Acts, he does something again with the language, but it's on a spiritual level.
That's right. It's on a spiritual level, yes.
And so, I mean, what he did at the Tower of Babel gave everybody you know, he asked them to go into all the parts of the world, and they're like, no, we're going to stay here. We're going to make a name for ourselves. We're going to build us a tower reaching up to heaven. Everybody going to know us. You know,
he didn't just change their language. He even changed the way they thought and scattered them that way, because anybody can learn a language.
Each group thought the same way, and they went with each other.
Right.
And there was no confusion. They could understand each other, you know.
And the way they thought.
Yeah, the way they thought. So this group went with this group, and that group went with, and they got scattered. Mm-hmm. When they just could have did that on their own, you know, but they didn't want to do that.
That's awesome.
You know, what can't the Holy Ghost do? What can't the Holy Ghost do? This should not surprise us. You know, this kind of thing should not surprise us. But since we don't have what we call a hearing gift, what we're really dealing with is a speaking gift that overlaps so that one person hears one speech and another person hears another speech. But it's not really the operation on the ear, it's the operation on the speaker that comes out. It's like a stereo. You got one speaker over here and another speaker over there, and you're hearing one thing out this speaker and another thing out of that speaker over here.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. That reminds me of, you know, when Jesus was being baptized and heaven opened.
That's true.
God spoke out of heaven.
That is true.
Some folks said, oh, that's God speaking out of heaven. Some said, no, that's thunder. They heard thunder, some heard God.
That is true.
You know,
that is true.
Each of them had a different hearing.
That is true. And as a matter of fact, when Jesus spoke to Paul on the road to Damascus, it said people that were with him heard voices, but they didn't understand the words.
Oh, but Paul did.
But Paul understood.
Paul understood.
See, Paul understood.
He said, oh Lord.
That's right. See, Paul understood. Yes,
Paul
absolutely.
The
yes.
People did.
I remember this pretty well known minister here in the area years ago, that he would say after church, a lot of people come up and say, thank you for ministering to me along these lines and saying this and that and other. He'd get thinking about it. He said, man, I didn't even say nothing along that line. And just different people tell him different things, you know, how they ministered to him that day.
And he had no recollection of it?
Yeah.
You know, this is the kind of thing that we need to talk about, because you know we need to understand the workings of the Spirit much better than we do.
Yeah,
that's true.
Much better than we do.
True.
We need to understand the workings of the Spirit, because the Spirit can speak in ways that we just, you know, it's just supernatural, and can cause us. You know, can speak to, he could, the Spirit can speak to every single one of us and give each one of us a different understanding of it, a different interpretation of it, I mean, through one message.
Yeah. Right.
So that's another reason why it's like Paul says, forbid not to speak with tongues. Because who knows, when you're speaking with tongues, that everybody hears tongues. You don't know that. Somebody may be hearing you in English. You don't know that.
That's right.
Just because you hear tongues, that don't mean I do. That doesn't mean I do.
That's right.
I mean, that's what happened here in Brother Yanyan's service. And something like that must be happening in that situation that you described.
Absolutely.
That he was saying things that he never heard.
Mm-hmm.
Other people heard it, but he didn't hear it. Mm-hmm. And he was the speaker. You know, this is truly extraordinary.
And the Holy Spirit can do it.
That's right. The Holy Spirit can do these things. So we need to, you know, let God use us and be used and not be afraid to be used of God and expect the miraculous. When the Holy Ghost moves, we need to expect the miraculous. Expect great, mighty things. Praise God.
Come on now, come on.
All right.
All right, you just got zoomed up.
Got it. Yeah, gotta go. Praise the Lord.
God bless.